Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Singer-songwriter Gordon Thomas Ward will be in Castine on Friday for an event at the Wilson Museum. He'll pair his love of history with enchanting storytelling and alternative folk tunes to get people in the spooky spirit. From the museum's press release, quote, Gordon provides a unique concert experience by pairing his natural storytelling and experience as a teacher with music inspired by singer-songwriters of the late 1960s through the 70s. Listeners of all ages can experience a heartfelt connection to the past as Gordon enlivens history with extraordinary and captivating words and music about various events in American history, end quote. That's coming up on this Friday, October 18th at 7 at the Wilson Museum's Hutchins Education Center on Perkins Street in Castine. The performance is free, but donations to support the museum's work will be accepted. More information can be found at wilsonmuseum.org, on their calendar, and at gordonthomasward.com. Friends of Sears Island is installing a self-guided Halloween-themed nature scavenger hunt and a spooky animal trail on the island this week. It will also open on Friday and it will run through Halloween. Scavenger hunt lists will be available at the kiosk just beyond the island gate. After completing the scavenger hunt, families are invited to stop by the Carver Library before the end of the month for a free treat bag of non-food goodies. The spooky animal trail along the Homestead Trail will have signs with interesting facts and jokes about the, quote, spooky animals associated with Halloween, such as bats, spiders, owls, and more. Be advised that hunting is allowed on Sears Island from October 1st to December 31st, with the exception of Sundays. Families are encouraged to either do the scavenger hunt and spooky animal hike on a Sunday, or to wear blaze orange and explore at your own risk. A stack of Halloween scavenger hunts will also be available at the desk at the Carver Memorial Library for those who would prefer not to visit the island during hunting season. That's all happening in Searsport on Sears Island from Friday the 18th through the end of the month. More information and activities on the island can be found at friendsofsearsisland.org. In Bangor, tickets for the Historical Society's annual Darker Mount Hope Cemetery tours later this month are now up for sale. The Historical Society invites you to, quote, explore Bangor's dark side and take a walk amid the shadows during the Bangor Historical Society's Darker Mount Hope Cemetery tour. As the night deepens while you meander the paved paths, a cast of living souls will regale you with dramatic, moving, touching, mysterious, and even spooky stories, sprinkled with a bit of history, of course, about the permanent residents of Mount Hope, end quote. This is a walking tour that takes place during the evening in one of the oldest garden cemeteries in the nation, and it's a fundraiser for the Bangor Historical Society and also a seasonal favorite. The route is about 1 mile. Guests should plan to spend approximately 1.25 to 1.5 hours and are advised to dress warmly and bring a flashlight. The tours take place on Friday and Saturday, October 25th and 26th. Tickets must be purchased in advance and they are on sale now. Tickets and more information can be found at bangorhistoricalsociety.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. Send me your news at news@weru.org. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.